The African American Museum of Bucks County will open at its permanent home in Middletown Township this spring. Exhibits across four levels of a renovated 18th century farmhouse will invite visitors to delve into the region's history, learning about difficult truths and encouraging and talking about courageous acts of resistance. WHYY's Emily Neal has more.
One wall of the new museum lists the names of people enslaved in Bucks County in the years spanning the turn of the 18th century. Museum President Linda Sally described her emotions when she first saw the census records that listed the names of the enslaved people as property, written down along with numbers of livestock and animals.
I was floored. I was like, what? I'm looking at this and I'm getting furious. And I wasn't there.
Alongside those tragedies, she said, the museum also delves into the stories of people who fought back against slavery and racism, including the strong Quaker abolitionist movement in Bucks County before the Civil War.
I want them to know that Bucks County was a safe haven for African Americans. I want them to know that as horrible as American history is terrible, and a lot of people are angry. But what I'm trying to promote is that in spite of that anger, there's a whole lot of good that came out of it. A whole lot of good people saved a lot of our people so that they can survive.
Telling all aspects of Black history in Bucks County is more important than ever, Sally says, especially at a time when the Trump administration is seeking to remove the slavery exhibit at the President's House site at Philadelphia's Independence Mall.
Well, the important is that I'm still fighting for it to stay alive, to keep it. As they're tearing down our history, I'm tearing it up. I'm building it back up.
The opening date for the museum is not yet set. This summer, the museum will host a free Juneteenth celebration in Langhorne. Emily Neal, WHYY News.